Odd Photo Face provides you with a kitty to make an animated avatar which will speak your words. It's similar in some ways to Voki, if you've used that at all. Your starting point, and you certainly don't need to register, you can do everything without needing an account, which is brilliant if you're working with students. Your starting point is to use one of the photos which it already provides you with from the gallery, or you can upload a photo if you've got one already. If you've a webcam attached to the machine, you can even pull one in there. Right, having got the face installed, if you will, you can then set about changing some of the settings. So you can change the facial expression, you can change the hairstyle that's attached to it, you can give it different clothing to. You can then change some of the features, so you've got the capability to make the character look older or younger. You change the ethnicity, and it does that by changing the colour, and whether it's a more masculine or feminine style face. You've got a limited range of backgrounds that you can choose from, but the really important is the audio that you choose to add to it. Now, you can do that in one of several ways. It can either be some audio that you've pre-recorded. You can type in some text if you've no microphone attached to the machine, and it will then use a text-to-speech generator to produce though in a variety of different styles. So you've got a number of different languages that you can choose from. That are commonly found in, certainly in the UK, for second language lessons, French, Spanish and German. But there's also another range as well. So you can go for Dutch or Japanese, Norwegian, Basque, Finnish. So there's quite a wide range to choose from. Having made a choice about the language, you can choose the voice, whether it's a male or female voice. And the audio which it produces is effective, or at least to my untrained ear. In addition, if you've got a microphone attached to the machine, or using a laptop perhaps with an embedded microphone, you can use that and record the audio that way. So this has got quite a lot of potential for language lessons, where you're getting students to either see what the text that they're typing sounds like, or indeed if you're wanting to do listening type activities, this is perhaps a way of getting them to record their own voice, be able to listen back to their own and perhaps other people's accents too. Once you've completed it, you can either get a URL for that particular animation, you can get an embed code, so you can pop it into your blog or onto your learning platform, or you can download a still image. So useful for students in languages, but maybe also useful as a different way of introducing a topic, getting that done by a special character. So rather than just